Alright. So we're now creeping up to this Jacobi iteration that we already have actually introduced. So that Jacobi iteration, which we even did a bit of last time, corresponds to an elliptic equation. And so the classic way of solving elliptic equations is by finite differences, which is essentially the obvious extension from one dimension to two dimensions of the way we solved ordinary differential equations. To solve an ordinary differential equation, I just divided time, I divided the independent variable into typically equi-sized grid points, and then we just wrote down the appropriate approximation to the differential, and then we converted the differential equation into a difference equation. We now have to do the it's obvious that we can do the same thing in two dimensions by just dividing both x and y into equally spaced intervals, and it is not necessary for x and y to have the same spacing, although in the way I've drawn it, they look as though they have the same spacing. So now we have to, in order to be able to solve this numerically, we need to convert the differential equation into a difference equation, which basically means that we want to, instead of having a differential at this point with del squared, d squared upsi dx squared plus d squared upsi dy squared, if we do Laplace's equation, we need an equation which involves the values of the function at neighboring points, because we know that the differential here can be related to the to a function of the values at the point and its neighboring points. So that's a trivial extension from one dimension to two dimensions of what we did before. And so it is very easy by just doing Taylor series to find out that d squared upsi dx squared, if we have a good side of h, that h squared d squared upsi dx squared is just upsi of x plus h comma y plus upsi of x minus h comma y minus 2 upsi xy. So that's just applying that's just doing Taylor expansion.